Hello. You are listening to the Grieving Parents Sharing Hope podcast. We are here to walk with parents on their unwanted journey of child loss, guiding them to a place of hope, light, and purpose, not in spite of their child's death, but as a way to honor his or her life. And now, here is your host, author, speaker, and bereaved parent, Laura Deal.
Hi, welcome back, and once again, thank you for joining me. When our child dies, our heart is broken for the rest of our time here on earth. It feels locked, like it will never fully beat again, including never being able to be happy again. Now, last week, I let you in on one of the lessons from the Rebuilding Your Life with Hope and Healing workshops based on my award-winning book, When Tragedy Strikes, Rebuilding Your Life with Hope and Healing After the Death of Your Child. I talked about the next lesson where I would share some keys to help unlock your heart. I didn't want to leave you hanging, so this week we are playing that next lesson for you, so here it is. Jesus, Others, and You, J-O-Y, Joy. It's part of a song I used to sing with kids while flipping a big box around with pictures. Jesus and Others and You, what a wonderful way to spell joy. Some of you may have also heard that acronym for joy, and I think that's a pretty hard thing to believe after the death of our child, Jesus, Others, and You. In the last lesson, I told you I would share three keys that can unlock your heart to allow the Holy Spirit to grow that fruit of joy in you. So let's get started. The first key is something we've already covered, which is being thankful. This is a great place to remind ourselves that whatever we focus on will consume us. If my thoughts and focus remain on my loss, the torment and pain will consume me. If my thoughts and focus are on the blessings that I do still have, thankfulness and joy will rise up and eventually consume me instead. I want to share a story with you, especially if you're having a hard time finding anything to be thankful for. One day I was really upset and distraught about how the enemy was able to get in and shatter our family through Becca's death. I was watching a couple of my kids make choices that were ugly and outright scary. They were doing things they said they would never do, and I never, ever even imagined them doing. This also caused a lot of unusual drama among the siblings, including not wanting to be around each other. After all of them growing up really close, it was like daggers being thrown into my already shattered heart with Becca's death, and I was just a mess because of all of this. My middle son sent me a text in all of this, reminding me that the ultimate hope and dream is to spend eternity with our children in the presence of Jesus. And as far as he was concerned, I'm batting 1,000 because Becca's already there. Now that is something that we can definitely be thankful for, that our child is there. We're batting 1,000. How about being thankful for the opportunity to be taking this course? If you think hard enough, you can find things to be thankful for. I guarantee it. Remember to get back to your thankfulness journey if you need to, or start one if you haven't yet. Another key I want to share with you about having joy in your life again is the power of the Word of God. Now, several years ago, I started praying for joy to have a stronger presence in my life, and I looked up and wrote out 8 pages of scriptures about joy, and I read through some of them every single day for quite a while. I share these in the book, and I've also made them available to you as a PDF on this lesson page so you can print them out separately and do the same thing that I did. By planting a seed of hope and then watering it with His Word, it becomes the fruit of joy manifested in our lives. Hope is the seed planted, and joy is one of the fruits of that seed of hope. It's no secret the enemy works overtime to keep us from walking in joy. Why would he be so determined to steal my joy? Well, because God's joy is my strength, and I don't mean my joy in Him. I mean His joy in me. This is a scripture that many of us are familiar with, Nehemiah 8:10, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Now, in the English language, hang in here with me now, the word of, the joy of the Lord, is called a preposition. If I were to say, this view of the ocean is my favorite, I would be referring to the view, not the ocean, right? I could change it to say this color of the ocean is my favorite. I'm still not saying the ocean is my favorite. It's something about the ocean that I really like. It could be the smell of the ocean. It could be the sound of the ocean. If I were to say that book of Kevin's is lost, I'm not saying Kevin's lost. I'm saying it's his book that's lost. We also know it isn't my book. It's Kevin's book that's lost. So if I say that the Bible is the word of the Lord, we know it is his word. It belongs to him. So let's plug all of this in. If it's the joy of the Lord, it's the Lord's joy. It belongs to him, just like Kevin's book. It belongs to him. So it is his joy that is my strength, not mine. It's the Lord's joy. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The Lord's joy over me is my strength. When the Holy Spirit first showed me this, it was a huge relief because I always felt like I had to manufacture and figure out how to conjure up more joy in my life about God. But that's not what it is. It was a relief to know that I don't have to do that. I don't have to make sure that I have joy based on my love or my happiness in God to have strength. My strength comes from knowing he is crazy in love with me. Wow. Zephaniah 3:17 confirms that God is rejoicing over us. He's rejoicing over you with singing and gladness. His joy over me is what makes me strong. His joy about me creates joy in me. And it's the same for you. It's his joy over you is what makes you strong and gives you strength. Now there's a seed of hope to plant in your life for sure. The third thing or key that helps bring joy back into our lives is to extend beyond our own grief and pain to help others. In this chapter of When Tragedy Strikes, I specifically mentioned Hannah being one of the first ones to reach out to me long distance for help with the death of her tiny little preemie daughter, Mercy. And at the time when I wrote the book, we had not met, and I'm happy to say we finally got to spend a day with each other, and it was wonderful. Every time I can strengthen, offer hope, or help someone else in some way, it opens the door for more joy to be released. I know it may sound strange, but ministering to bereavers actually energizes me emotionally and spiritually, especially when I'm actually with them, whether it's physically in the same room or over the internet doing some coaching or whatever that is. It's God's law of sowing and reaping. Giving is a spiritual act that bears spiritual fruit. I know we may feel like we have nothing to give, physically, emotionally, or spiritually, but it is when we are weak, he is strong. And when we feel God flowing through us because we have nothing to give, it has to be God, and he's flowing through us to someone else in need, the fulfillment and joy it can bring is priceless. Jesus, others, and you, joy. I'm not sure that it necessarily has to be in that order because we've talked about how sometimes it is about you and needing to take care of yourself. I think as long as we're flowing in and out of these things, Jesus, others, and you, that joy will grow and bear fruit in our lives. Like I've already said, my joy is different now than it used to be. My joy is more of a solid undercurrent now. I'm not as concerned whether or not I feel like a happiness is bubbling up inside of me because I know that this joy is built into the very fiber of my being. It's become a rock on which I'm anchored. I have a strength in my life that can only come from his joy at work inside of me because the focus of where my joy comes from has shifted. It's now based on his joy over me, not my joy about him. And when I say that joy is different in me now than it was before, the words I personally feel that describe it in me are hope, contentment, and confidence or knowing. As I was looking up the Bible definition of joy on the internet, I found those exact three words, hope, contentment, and confidence. And that made me feel like I just might have it right, even though I don't have a sparkle in my eye and a spring in my step nearly as often as I used to. So I am now passing those three words on to you, contentment, confidence, and hope. And I'm praying that they become your words as well as you bravely dive into the swimming pool of joy. Or maybe you're just going to step in and splash around a little bit. In case you haven't noticed, GPS Hope isn't just about giving you hope again. We not only walk with you through the deep, dark place of grief, but actually help you navigate your life to a place of meaning and purpose again in a way that honors your child. And Module 7, the next one in this course, is going to help you do that. But before starting that final module, you have one more session in here, Module 6. I've asked some of my bereaver friends to share their heart with you about going from a place of darkness and hopelessness to a place of living a life of hope and meaning and purpose and even with joy. That'll be next time, but for this lesson, over on the Module 6 Session 3 Facebook thread, I would like you to reflect on and share where you have seen or felt one of these three words, contentment, confidence, or hope, within the grief. And remember, you can also use this thread to ask questions or to share something on your heart based on this lesson. I am back. I hope you believe that at least one of these keys you can pick up and use to help you move forward in this unwanted journey of child loss. As you've heard in the last couple of episodes, these lessons are very short, which makes them very doable with the grief fog we're all so familiar with. These workshop lessons gently guide grieving parents out of the suffocating darkness of child loss and back toward light, hope, and purpose. Now, there are three workshops. One is from knowing how to even begin rebuilding your life, to working through the darkness, to looking toward a future with meaning again. Each workshop includes real tools, heartfelt guidance, and a safe place to process what no one else seems to understand. When you enroll, you will also receive a free ebook copy of When Tragedy Strikes, and you will also get access to the private GPS Hope Facebook community. You can purchase for a very reasonable price just the one workshop you feel would be the most helpful based on where you are in this journey, or you can purchase the bundle of all three for a reduced price. You do not have to walk this journey alone. You can find hope again, not in spite of your child's death, but because of your child's life and the love you still carry. So to check these workshops out, visit gpshope.org/WTS course to learn more and allow me to walk with you as you begin rebuilding your life with hope and healing. There will also be a link to this in the show notes. Now, before sharing this week's birthdays, I just want to say that I know we have several thousand listeners to this podcast, but not very many of you give me the opportunity of sharing your child's birthday with the other listeners. This is something I do to bless you. I love saying your child's name and letting you hear your child's name. And even though their birthday is also painful, it allows me to be someone who acknowledges how special the day your child came into the world still is for you. If you want to hear your child's name and have their life acknowledged the week he or she came into the world, just go to gpshope.org/birthdays and submit the needed info. Now let's go ahead with this week's birthday segment. Last week, I only had one birthday to share, and this week I have two. Joshua Caldwell was born on January 16th and is forever 28. Adrian Augustine was born on January 17th and is forever 18. We celebrate the day these two came into the world. We know it will always be a special day worth remembering and celebrating. Once again, I would love to have the opportunity to bless you by sharing your child with the other listeners the week of his or her birthday. Go to gpshope.org/birthdays. As I wrap up today's episode, I would like you to reflect on a time you have either seen or felt contentment, confidence, or hope since the earthly loss of your child. Would you be willing to share that either on the GPS Hope Facebook page, under the post where this podcast is shared, or you can just share your thoughts on the last two episodes talking about joy? I will put links in the show notes to both of these to make it easy for you to get there. Sharing this will be an encouragement to others. And if you can't think of a time where you have felt hope, confidence, or contentment, then I encourage you to go and see what others have hopefully shared to see that it is possible. Let's be grieving parents sharing hope with each other. Don't forget to at least check out the workshops at gpshope.org/WTS course and to have your child added to the birthday segment. So until we're together again next week, remember to hold on. Pain eases. There is hope.